Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 16th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Young Practitioner, Growing Up Under Master's Watch, by a young Falun Dafa practitioner from Liaoning Province, China.
China Fahui, Growing Up Under Master's Watch, by a young Falun Dafa practitioner in China. I am 13 years old, but I've practiced Falun Dafa for 10 years with my mom. According to her, I often had fevers before I was 3 years old. She took me to the hospital every week. Our financial situation was not good. My aunt, who was a practitioner, recommended Dafa to my mom. Falun Dafa will help you and it will benefit your child. The practice is free. Master Li will protect you, she told my mother. And so my mom started to practice. Whenever I had a fever, she would play the music or the practitioner's radio shows. I usually would fall asleep, and when I woke up, the fever would be gone. My mom read Juan Falun every day, and I listened as she read. I was able to sit in the double lotus position from the beginning, so I sent forth righteous thoughts with her. When I was a little older, we would read the Fa together. Master purified my body when I read the teachings. When it was cold in the winter, I was often hot. I didn't feel cold even when I wore only a thin shirt and ate ice cream. My neighbors were amazed. My mom told me, practitioners' bodies have energy. When I was 5, Master opened my celestial eye. When Mom meditated, I saw bright, colorful points of various sizes spinning all around her. When I looked at them carefully, I saw they were Falun. I told my mom, but she couldn't see them. She told me that Master had opened my celestial eye. I was surprised and happy and said, "Thank you, Master." How Play-Doh helped to improve my Xinqing. At school, my favorite subjects are art and music. One day, the art teacher told us to bring Play-Doh. My mom bought a box and I put it on my desk. After lunch, I left the room. When I returned, the box was gone. Nobody saw who took it. I asked the teacher to check the surveillance recording. She said she would, but didn't come back. So in art class, I borrowed a piece of Play-Doh from a classmate. Then another classmate, who had forgotten to bring his, asked me for some of mine, so I shared half of what I had borrowed with him. However, when the teacher saw me giving Play-Doh to another student, she thought that I was sharing my own, even though I had told her that mine was stolen. The teacher who had gone to check the video recording also saw me giving Play-Doh to another boy, so she thought I was trying to deceive her. The next day, the teacher questioned me. She didn't believe me, and so she made me stand outside the classroom for an hour. I was mad, but I didn't know how to explain it to her. When I got home, I told my mom the whole story. She told me to forbear and not to be angry with my teacher. It's normal behavior for an everyday person, she explained. The next day, my mom bought 2 boxes of Play-Doh. One was for me, and the other was given to the teacher. She told the teacher, "Please leave this box in the room. If any child forgets to bring theirs, you can give this to them. Please ask the children not to steal if they forget their own." The teacher was very grateful. If it were not for Dafa, my mom and I would not have handled the conflict this way. We behaved as practitioners. Thank you, Master. Eliminating my fear. As I grew older, my righteous thoughts grew stronger. One day, my back was badly injured in PE class. It really hurt. I immediately started to say, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." The pain soon disappeared, but the teacher still insisted that I go home. While I waited in the reception room for my mom to pick me up, I saw a piece of paper on the security guard's desk. It was a stamped pass for a speaker to give a talk the following week. The content of the talk, however, was an attack on DAFA using all the lies made up by the Chinese Communist Party. My first impulse was to tear it up, but the guard was right there. Master must have seen my heart and created an opportunity for me. The guard got up and went to the bathroom, so I tore the pass in half and covered the pieces with other documents. Right after I finished, my mom showed up. The guard came back too. He greeted her and did not pay any attention to his desk. The next day, the guard told all of the students who had stopped by his office the previous day to come to see him. He had found the destroyed pass. He told us to sit while he played the surveillance video. The surveillance camera had been on the floor, so I didn't see it when I tore up the pass. On the video, we saw a pair of Nike shoes next to his desk. I was the only one wearing Nikes that day, so they believed it was me. However, it was time for class, and they let me go. When I got home, I told my mom about it. She said, "If they ask you again, just tell them the truth." I agreed. 3 days later, they took me to the guard's office. Two policemen were waiting for me. They asked if I had been the one to tear up the pass. I answered yes. The police interviewed my classmates, asking them what I did after school and what I usually talked about. They assigned a plainclothes officer to follow me. I found out about the plainclothes officer, so I took a very circuitous route home and got rid of them. At home, I sent forth righteous thoughts with my mom. I kept reciting Master's poem, quote, "Should you have fear, it will seize upon you. If thoughts are righteous, evil will collapse," unquote. What's to Fear, from Hong Yin, Volume 2. They never bothered me again. I thanked Master for his protection. With Master's help, I had passed the test. Connecting with other young practitioners. My mom is very good at making desserts. One day she brought some to a school potluck and everyone liked it. And so some of my classmates regularly started buying desserts from me. I made some money from them and wrote "Falun Dafa is good" and other truth-clarifying words on the bills. I noticed another classmate bought lunch every day using bills like mine. One day I asked him what the words on the bill meant. He told me about DAFA. I said, "Hey, good job clarifying the truth, fellow practitioner." He was very surprised. "Are you a practitioner too?" I answered yes, and we were both so happy. He then told me that another classmate was also a practitioner. I was very surprised. All three of us have been in the same class for 6 years, but didn't know it. I was so happy. Since then, we often study together on weekends. Later, we had a transfer student enter our class. We realized that she was a practitioner as well because she also uses bills with messages about DAFA. My best friend does not practice, but I often talk to him about Falun DAFA. I helped him to quit the Communist Party's youth pioneers. He had eye problems, especially on windy days. Once I brought him home and my mom told him, "If you often say Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, your eyes will get better." He promised to do so. The following Sunday he came to my home. It was a windy day, but his eyes did not tear up. He said, "Saying Falun Dafa is good works. My eyes have stopped tearing up." He witnessed the power of DAFA and learned the truth. Dad helps me quit my gaming addiction. I got addicted to video games and often played them behind my mom's back. I could not focus in class and my grades fell. All I could think about was the games. All I talked about with my friends was the games. I was the most addicted person in my class. I was even happy that I always won. Sometimes I told my mom that I'd gone to a friend's home to study, but actually I went to play games. Consequently, when I read the Fa, I could never really calm down. My mind was filled with visions of competition and killing from the games. I no longer thought about cultivation. My mom warned me many times about being controlled by the games, but I just could not stop. This went on until last January. One day, my mom and dad were chatting after dinner, and my dad asked me if I still played video games. I said I did. He asked me if I could quit. I told him no. When he asked why, I said that I was addicted and just couldn't do it. He told me, "I admire your courage and honesty in telling me this." After a while, he said, "Here's the deal. If you quit playing video games, I will quit smoking. If you ever see me smoking, you can play games." My mom added, "That's a good thing, son, don't you agree?" I smiled and agreed. I knew that playing games was bad. It would be great if we could both quit our bad habits. This was a win-win. So I quit playing video games and Dad quit smoking. My mom praised me for doing a good deed. My grades improved, and Dad no longer coughs. My mom and I often ask him to practice with us when he feels sick. He would always say no, although he saw the positive changes in us, especially in my mom, and he knew that Dafa was great. He was afraid of the persecution. One day, my dad met a 70-year-old practitioner who looked even younger than he did, full of energy, with no wrinkles. He told Dad some cultivation stories. My dad was very impressed and told my mom. She asked him, "Now do you believe in the power of cultivation?" He said that he wanted to practice with us and asked many questions. We were so happy. My dad said he could not read well due to eye problems and asked if he could listen to the recordings of Master's lectures. My mom told him that she had the books, audio recordings, and video recordings. "As long as you want to practice, I have everything," she said. In May of 2019, my dad officially started practicing Falun Dafa. Now our whole family practices, and we are very happy. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.